Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in on a New Year's Eve. Yes, we are live. You hear that? Yes, it is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio, a funky flashback Friday. We will do it live, Bill. Rob Parker, along with Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
We will, Bill. And what a show we have for you today. Of course, college football playoffs underway. One down, another game to go. No surprise for me. We'll talk about that. We got some NFL stuff to talk about as well as the season winds down. And it was also a sad day today. Betty White, the last golden girl, passed away at age 99, about 2 weeks away from her 100th birthday. A real icon. You know how special the golden girls are to me. And we will have a tribute later on in the show for Betty White, a true television icon whose first show was literally in like 1947 when television started. That's how long ago she's been on television.
From the beginning.
And so, yep, the very, very beginning, Martin Weiss. And Betty White gone at 99, but will never, ever be forgotten. Let's welcome in Mr. Martin Weiss. How are you, Martin?
I'm doing well, Rob. I'm on the edge of my seat. My stomach is a little tight. I'm not sure if it was the burrito pre-show or if it's the fact that Michigan is kicking off in the biggest game of my personal Michigan fandom career so far.
Yes, for people who don't know, Martian gave all his shekels to Michigan. He has a sheepskin from Michigan. He does have another one from USC, which is pretty impressive, but the one from Michigan will do for now. So he's a little excited about that game. But let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio show without them. Alex Teichert is our engineer, and we are playing Teichert's Tower of Trivia tonight.
I'm excited for that, honestly.
A New Year's Eve edition. You know, Alex, if it's a holiday, Alex is working. So is Steve DeSager, who's on the update desk. And yours truly, the three of us,
Rob
if it's a holiday,
Parker.
We're working. And Bo is our producer. Bo and I worked this morning with TJ Houshmandzadeh. We did the Dan Patrick Show. So
hey,
Bo and
guy.
I, a doubleheader. Alex, a doubleheader. He was on the lot, right, today?
That's right. I was with the Herd all week.
That's right. So, Martin, we are ready to go. And before we even talk about, let's talk about what just transpired. Cincinnati, Alabama, I heard a lot of people hemming and hawing. We had a guy on this morning, and I asked him to give me a prediction. He was like, I think Cincinnati will keep it close. 6.5 yards a carry? 300 yards on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, keep...
Come on.
Keep it close. I will say, I had a... It did seem like Cincinnati. I don't want to say they didn't feel like they didn't deserve to be here. I don't feel like it got out of hand really until the fourth quarter. In the first half, I felt like they were competing, and through the third quarter, I felt like they were competing.
Did you ever think they were going to win the game while Alabama's getting 6.5 yards a carry?
No, I didn't think they were going to win. But I don't think like that. But I don't think that anybody's going to beat Alabama this year.
But here's my thing, Martin. I think the powers that be secretly. Obviously, they want Alabama to be in a championship, okay? And I'm sorry, Cincinnati. I lived there for 2 years. I worked at the Cincinnati Enquirer. It's a great town. But they want Alabama in a championship, okay? It would have been a hell of a college football story had Cincinnati upset Alabama. But they want the blue bloods. They want the big guys in the big game. And deep down, Martin, I do feel like the powers that be are happy. I'm like, see, you got what you wanted. You got your Cincinnati.
Well, I'll say this. You're traditionalist. I don't know if you want to say the powers at be in terms of, I can't imagine. Are you alleging there's some big college football conspiracy to ensure that this game was? Okay, so what are we saying? What are the powers at be?
The powers that be who had to give in to be like, okay, we're putting in this Cincinnati because they were undefeated, and people would be crying bloody murder if they didn't get their chance, and they got their chance. So now down the road, when another school of this ilk, Cincinnati, they can go, come on, we're not doing it. We saw what happened the last time we let one of these schools, and thank God it wasn't 56-0. It wasn't going to be that. Cincinnati was 13-0. They weren't going to get blown out. But when you give up 6.5 yards a carry, you're not winning many football games, if any. You just aren't.
Well, no. I mean, obviously, that's why Alabama won pretty handily. But I think the overarching point was, of this football season, did they deserve to be in the college football playoff? Did they deserve, had they earned it? And I feel like today, they don't have anything to really hang their heads on. I think they got beaten by a better team, but I think this would have happened to the fourth best team in college football, regardless of who it was. Whoever was going to play Alabama leading into the college football playoff with all the time for Nick Saban to prepare, this is the outcome. If it's Cincinnati, this is the outcome. If it's any of the other teams that are in the playoff right now, especially for the first game of the playoff.
Yeah, I get that. But the point is, then you could go with some of the other bigger schools who can lose to Alabama as well. That's all I'm saying. And this was a unique year because they were undefeated. I mean, they were undefeated, and they were the fourth seed. Everybody else had a loss, but they were the fourth seed.
To me, if you don't reward going undefeated with an idea, like, then what's the point of all of this, right?
The point of all of this is having the big schools making as much money and getting as big ratings as you can. I mean, let's just keep it real. It's not that if Cincinnati would have won, it would have been a great story, and college football would have had to embrace it, and then people would have perked up and said, Cincinnati beat Alabama? What? You know what I mean? It would have been a huge story. So, I mean, they would have taken it, but I'm just saying it just, to me, gives another example of, you know, we've been waiting for the mid-major to win in the basketball March Madness. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, mid-major. Still waiting. They haven't broken through. Sure, they've been to the championship game. Sure, they've won some big games. Still haven't won a championship.
Well,
until we get a Cincinnati-like team beating an Alabama, then I think people will change some of their minds.
Well, that's the only way that it can happen. If it's the only way a Cincinnati-like team can beat an Alabama-like team is if when Cincinnati goes 12-0, you reward them and put them in the college football playoff. That's the only way that it can happen. And it's not like Cincinnati didn't try to schedule tough opponents this year. It's just like what they scheduled, the Indiana team that fell down towards the end of the year. They beat Notre Dame, who, like, weirdly enough, would have been the other team or one of the other teams in consideration for this spot.
I feel like so you enjoyed this game. You felt like, wow, I got this. See, Cincinnati, they were 13-0. Wow, they were a great team. What a great ball game. Is that how you feel?
What is my enjoyment?
I'm asking you.
What is me, Martin Weiss, my enjoyment?
Are you on the radio today or no?
I am on the radio today.
Did you enjoy the game, yay or nay?
Not necessarily, but I mean, like I said, I've expected this out of any team that was going to see Alabama after the way that they played in the SEC championship game. That's what I was just expecting this out of whoever was going to play. This is the way this movie would have played out regardless of who was wearing the other jersey. I think that Cincinnati absolutely deserved to wear the other jersey, though, based off everything they did in the regular season. Simply because they lost here by 21 points doesn't invalidate what happened since August of this year.
No, it just validates what people have been saying, that they really don't belong in the –
They do belong. You know what? If they didn't belong, then the team like Notre Dame, who would have been in that place, should have beat them. Then they wouldn't have belonged. Like, I don't understand. Like, who else should have been there? Make the argument for anybody else, and there's holes in it. Cincinnati's the only one, because you know what is in their loss column? A zero with one hole, and it's only around the zero.
I know, but that's the only school when you look at some of the other – I can't remember the breakdown of the – schools that they played that were common, and the difference was Cincinnati won by a combined score of 20-something and Alabama won by a combined score of 90-something. There's a big gap in between those schools. So my point is that they're not on the same playing field, and is it a futile exercise, or is this real? Is there a real chance that a Cincinnati can win? That's all. I'm not. They played more.
The chance that a Cincinnati can win is almost just as real. I mean,
Winning a national championship.
In
your lifetime, you're going to watch Cincinnati win a college football championship.
I'll see Cincinnati. I mean, that's a stupid bet to make that I would pick Cincinnati out of all these programs. I can't tell you what Cincinnati's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah, but they were 13-0 this year.
But I'm telling you this though. I don't think it's a futile exercise in general because Alabama is always the best team. Right, so if you want to go to that argument, then nobody should play college football, and they should just award the trophy to Alabama every single year.
Well, expand the playoffs?
Every so often, Dabo Sweeney will come through and break through, and then what happens? Alabama comes right back.
So should we expand the playoffs and let 12 or 24 teams play after watch and more Cincinnati's in the college playoff? This is the argument against opening it up, because even some of the big boys get beat up by Alabama and whatnot. So what are you really doing?
Why don't we just cancel the sport then, Rob, and just crown Alabama There's a reason to play the games. That's how automatic it is.
I mean, almost, and that's the sad part, is that there isn't a lot of competition when you get there. That's why having a bigger playoff doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't.
It makes all the sense in the world to me, because why would you not want to have more football? Why would you not want to have kids have more opportunity to compete for a title?
If it's not going to be competitive and everybody don't have a chance to win, I'm not for to see some competition.
Well, then I don't know why you watch college football then, or even discuss it.
Watch it that much for that reason. You're 100% right.
I don't understand what your argument is. It's like your argument is like the Yankees are too good, so they shouldn't have wild card teams in the playoffs.
The Yankees haven't won a World Series in 12 years. Not working.
A team is so good that they shouldn't even let wild card teams in. Why would they even care?
Because it's the same three or four schools. Come on, Martin. Don't act like it's some... it's a wide open.
How many franchises have won NBA finals in the last 20 years?
10.
Really?
Yep.
Because I mean, like, it's you 10. Have. I mean, seriously, it's like I don't.
Cleveland, Golden State, the Warriors.
Which is Golden State?
I mean, Cleveland, the Warriors. I got a couple other on my.
You missing Toronto? No. It's in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Toronto.
Yeah, San Antonio doesn't count. That's
Milwaukee.
Three.
There's
that's
five
four.
Right there. Without
no,
even
that's
thinking.
Four, Rob. That's four.
San Antonio won 10 years ago, Martin. What are you talking about?
All right. In any event.
They won 10 years ago. There's five right there.
All right. The whole point of what I'm trying to say is all of those LeBron James was a part of, no?
No, we're not going there. All right, let me move on.
No, wait. The Eastern Conference was won by LeBron for like, what, 9 years straight, right? So why they even play basketball in the East?
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did you get what you wanted?
If you're not the best caller, don't even call in. You know what I'm saying? Because we only want the Alabama of callers. You know what I'm saying? If you're an average caller, don't bother. Even if you went undefeated in the regular season.
Did you get what you wanted with Cincinnati being in? Do you feel better now about college football because they let the little guy get in and compete with Alabama? How was it watching the 6.5 yards a carry? Did you enjoy that? How did your Doritos taste watching Cincinnati today? Are you happy now? College football opened it up and we got a taste of something different. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. I'm fired up on New Year's Eve. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
Everyone watching garbage college football in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it can easily happen. A few drinks become a few too many, and it's time to go. You think of calling a ride home? Nah, what's the worst thing that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA. That's right, especially on this New Year's Eve. Please be careful out there. If you had a drink or so, call a car, get a friend to drive you home. Do not drink and drive. All right, our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How'd you like that? Cincinnati, Alabama. Was it what you expected, or were you happy with Cincinnati's 6 points and giving up 6.5 yards a carry? I just want to know.
Goodness gracious.
You know what? It's you. It's you and your 80s TV shows and your black and white color and your black and white TV and the Golden Girls and all. You don't want to see new things happen. You don't want to see innovation. You don't want to see the young upstart.
Are you new? Are you new?
I'm asking you,
are you new?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Are you new?
Let's see what Rob in Florida thinks. Rob in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Rob Parker, I got to tell you, you are like the Warren Sapp of sports radio because everybody who lines up next to you seems to play better. Anyhow.
My man.
About the game tonight, I mean, yes. Anybody who expected anything different was just fooling themselves. Alabama recruits too well and too deep for Cincinnati to make a difference. However, Cincinnati and schools like Cincinnati need this exposure so they can step up their recruiting. Because if not, I mean, they're never going to get anywhere. They may never recruit at the level of Alabama, but it will help them.
I get it, but if you're a kid and you're a top player in college, and Cincinnati just played in the college football playoff and got worked over like a burger and fries, that's going to make you go to Cincinnati?
That's not what he's saying, and you know it. You know, I'm glad there's a Rob, at least, that was on this show that had a good point. All right, Brent in Montana. Let's see if you can tell Rob Parker how wrong he is. What's up, man? You're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, yeah, thanks. I just think in college football, you have the shortest season of pretty much any sport out there compared to pros or even other college sports. And for the most part, you only play your own conference during the regular season. So these postseason games, the college football playoff is, you know, so important and fun to watch. It's fun to see, you know, the SEC take on other schools that aren't like, you know, the MAC or Southeastern Conference or whatever they play for their non-conference games.
Right.
And if anything, it should be expanded, in my opinion. It's fun to see.
Okay.
I agree with Brent. See, look at that. Somebody said that he agrees. He likes to watch. How about that, Rob? He likes watching football. And a shocker. A football fan enjoys watching football.
I didn't. 877-99 on Fox is the phone number.
I mean, goodness. You just don't like nice things. That's part of the problem. Scott in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, I would just say that I knew how Cincinnati, Alabama was going to go. But I still wanted to see it. I was more excited.
Exactly.
I was more excited to see it. I've already seen what Alabama does against everyone else. I wanted to see one of these schools. Like,
and
I
what did you get from it? I'm very curious to hear what you see that made you go like, "Wow, that's pretty good." All right, Cincinnati.
I'll be honest. The game wasn't great. The thought of the game, the me being excited about watching the game. That was different because I wasn't like, here we go again. Oklahoma's going to lose in the.
No, I got it.
You know what I mean? I was like,
but do you see why I'm not? If you expand the playoffs, you're going to get more games like this. Is what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You're saying the end result is going to be the same. So why are we playing so many more games?
Right.
To get new challengers, Rob Parker.
I get it. But I also remember, like, I'm an OU fan, and I remember Boise State knocking them off, and that should have never happened.
No, there's going to be
some of those if you play some extra games, you know, where people are going to be like, I remember that. I remember where I was when I watched that game.
Right. No, I got you. Appreciate the call. 877-99 on Fox.
I mean, Rob, did you watch Mike Tyson fight?
I watched not all of them.
Not all of them?
Most of them.
But you watched most of them?
Yeah.
Even though, you know, he was 50-6.
And Buster Douglas beat him too.
Yeah, but you watched the Buster Douglas beat him. Why? I mean, even though Mike Tyson was about as Alabama.
I want you to know that
no
boxing writers
football.
Went to that fight except for one because nobody thought it was worth anything. But
only one boxing writer saw the biggest upset, one of the biggest upsets of sports history. Then is what you're telling me. It sounds like a bunch of other boxing writers weren't on their job; they were being on their Rob Parker, just trying to poo-poo everything that has anything any semblance of newness to it. Huh?
I'm sorry,
Tim.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Tim in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
What up, Tim? Chill, Tim. Happy New Year, my man.
Happy New Year.
You see who's working on the holiday, right?
Yeah, I see, man. My brother, he taking it off, man. You know, I get you, man. I feel you, brother. I feel you.
It's all good.
But, Rob, I'm about to come to your rescue, man. I totally agree with you, man. And here's my take on it. It's like, yeah, we may know Alabama may win all the time, but it's like sports is entertainment, right? So, and when we go see a movie, do we want to see a movie with Denzel Washington? We want to see somebody, you know, lesser known. No, we go.
Yes.
Even if it's OU or Oregon, at least we recognize the name. You know, it's like a big name. We want to see stars. So even if LeBron went to, and we didn't think he was going to win those championships, but it was the names that were in it. People, we want to be entertained, man.
100%. And it's nice to give Cincinnati a chance or whatever, and I get it, but I'm just saying, like, it you want better. You just want a game where you can feel like it.
Since so many other people have been playing Alabama in tight national title games, I'm sorry, you know. Since like my man from Oklahoma said, every one of those Oklahoma college football playoff games were just so close, edge of your seat.
Yeah, but at least we knew those players and we knew some of that.
You don't know any of these players anyway, Rob Parker.
Thank you. All right, we appreciate it coming up. Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com, an NBA writer. We'll talk some hoops with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And AutoZone has free services you need to help you get back on the road. Like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. That's right, with over 5,600 locations nationwide. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get into the zone, AutoZone. And Kirk Heelan from NBCSports.com, NBA writer, is now joining us here on The Odd Couple. Kurt, how are you? Happy New Year. Do we have Kurt?
Is that better? There we go.
There we go.
There we go. Kurt, how are you? Happy New Year's. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss.
I'm doing pretty well. Happy New Year to you guys. Hope everything's going. I guess you guys are safe and healthy, too.
Yes, my man. Thank you very much. Let's start with the Chicago Bulls, who tied Brooklyn for the best record in the East. DeMar DeRozan had a three-pointer to win the game to beat the Pacers. But just tell me about the Bulls and what they got. They picked up a lot of guys, put it all together, have been playing pretty well, and right now they're tied with Brooklyn.
Yeah, this was a thing where I think a lot of people watched that team get put together over the summer, and I was one of them. I'm like, yeah, they're going to be entertaining, but they can't stop anybody. They're not going to play good defense. Well, it turns out they play pretty good defense when they're healthy. When they got Lonzo Ball and Alex Caruso out there on the perimeter, their defense has been pretty good. And the offense has been – I wasn't sure how well DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine would fit together. Turns out pretty good, guys. They fit, yeah. Fit beautifully together. They play well off of each other, and DeRozan has really just raised up his game And a beautiful, by the way, that game winner today, the one-legged three
right.
from distance.
You got to check it out. If you haven't seen it, yeah, you got to take a look. A one-legged three to win the game.
They are legitimate. They are. I still have them kind of a step behind. If you're talking about title contention, I'm still thinking the playoffs. I trust Brooklyn and Milwaukee more. But I think that they're on the next tier with Miami, where they're a threat. Like, they're a sleeper threat. This is a really good team. They probably have to have some things break their way as currently constructed. But of all those teams, they're better poised to make a move at the trade deadline to go after a Jeremy Grant or whoever than those other teams. Like, they're the one team that could upgrade, and we'll see how aggressive they decide to be at the deadline.
I want to ask you about another team we were watching get built over the summer and said they're definitely going to be entertaining, that's for sure. But the Los Angeles Lakers, they were built over the summer and entertaining for sure, but do not look the outcome has not been what people have expected or what is expected from Lakers fans. LeBron, though, seems to be playing almost some of the best basketball of his career. Does the Lakers turn it around, and can LeBron keep up this pace?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not sure the Lakers are entertaining. It's kind of hard to watch, man. It's not pretty
basketball. I mean entertaining in like the Real Housewives of the NBA type situation. That's what I'm looking about. That's
yeah,
what I'm talking
exactly.
about.
Yeah, they give us plenty to write about, don't get me wrong. LeBron, first off, has been all-NBA level. I am more and more convinced that he's not human. He's just like one of those liquid metal Terminators.
But they're not winning games, though, Kurt. Isn't that weird? Like
he's
going
to get to that part, Rob. He's getting to that part. Let him answer the whole question.
Now, I would say, as good as he's playing, like, you've still got to have guys around them. Without Anthony Davis, their defense is really dreadful. And they're just not consistent. They don't have guys who fit well together. You know, Russell Westbrook, it was always kind of a weird fit with LeBron, and he hasn't really been – he's not efficient, so he's not really lifting the team up that much when LeBron is off. They don't fit well together. They've been okay with Anthony Davis at the line in the lineup with at center, but it's not been – even when they're at their best, even if you're a Laker fan and you're an optimist, you say, hey, man, we get everybody healthy, and Trevor Ariza back and Kendrick Nunn and all this stuff. You're still not as good as the Suns are right now. You're still not as good as the Warriors. And the problem is that the way they've constructed this roster that's so top-heavy, they just don't have any – it's kind of like Brooklyn. They just don't have any moves to make. They're just – you could trade Talon Horton Tucker and Nunn for maybe a starter. But, like, you're going to have to get internal improvement. You're going to have Anthony Davis, who's put up numbers, but he hasn't played like a – Does he look like a number one? Does he look like the guy transitioning into the best player in the league?
And Kurt, I feel like that's honestly the biggest problem with the Lakers. Everybody says, Russell Westbrook this. It's kind of, to me, the idea that Anthony Davis isn't the best player on this team right now.
Yeah. If the Lakers are going to win, and I said this even when they got, when they got Westbrook, if they're going to win, LeBron and Anthony Davis have to be top five, top ten players in the league. Like, they just have to be, which is what they were in the bubble, right? Like,
right.
They in the bubble, those guys were elite. Anthony Davis's outside shot was falling, which it really has not this year. He really hasn't shot great since the bubble. And plus, a bunch of their other role guys stepped up. You know, they just traded Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo looked like a Curry brother in the bubble. And now, he's not that good a shooter.
right. Everything went right for the Lakers in the bubble. It was amazing. It really was.
Yeah, and I think they thought they could replicate that more easily than it's been. And now they don't have enough around them. But that team is just not good enough. And I don't know. They can be good in the playoffs. They can bring this whole thing together. But I don't. I'm not sure, even on their best day, that they're really a seven game in a they're winning seven. They're winning four out of seven in against. I don't. Could they even? I'm not even sure. Frankly, I'd probably take Utah. I'm not sure that they could beat them.
Let me ask you a team that made a move last year in the postseason. People were happy about the Knicks and their resurgence, but it's been a struggle. They're 17-18, 7-11 at home. They're basically giving up the same amount of points that they're scoring. What's up with the Knicks? Is something wrong there? Was that just a blip and they're kind of going back to where they were? Or can this team improve?
It can improve, I hope. First off, their defense has been – you know that's killing Thibodeau. Like, being bottom 10 in the league in defense. That's just killing him. But the other part was Julius Randle. He was an all-NBA player last year. He's, I think, second team. He was knocking down threes. He was making plays with the ball in his hands.
And he just isn't doing that this year at the same efficiency. He's just not knocking down threes. He's not the same offensive threat. Then they go out and they get Kemba Walker and Evan Fournier, and you're like, man, this is going to be a pretty good offense. None of those guys have panned out as well as expected. It just hasn't fit. And that's another team where, you know, yeah, they can make some moves and they can tweak some stuff on the outside. But in the short term, for the rest of this season, if they're going to be a playoff threat, it's going to be because they get their act together. They're just not good right now. They're just right. Not. And it really comes back to Randall in a lot of ways. Somebody's got to take charge of that team. He is the guy with the most skill. He should be the number one option.
All right. Hey, Kurt, we appreciate you. Kurt Helin at NBCSports.com covers the NBA. Happy New Year to you and yours. We appreciate it. And we'll see you on the other side, my man.
I look forward to talking to you in 2022. You know, it can't be as bad as 2021, right?
No, it can't be.
Of course, no, we said that last year. And
right. Well, hopefully it'll be better. But we appreciate you, my man. Thank you.
Anytime. Take care, guys.
Yep. All right. Coming up next on The Odd Couple, Shekel City. And we're talking about Big Ben. And I know Martin wanted to figure out, did I take his alma mater in the next game, Georgia and Michigan?
I hope you took Georgia, because that means Michigan's a lock.
Well, whatever. Big Ben's final game. We're going to talk about that, too. It is The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay
for Big Ben's last game in Pittsburgh, U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is a Funky Flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. On your New Year's Eve, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and it can happen easily. A few drinks, a few too many, and you know what? It's time to go, and you think of calling a ride home, and you go, nah, what's the worst thing that can happen? You get pulled over, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. Drive sober or get pulled over, paid for by NHTSA, especially this message on a New Year's Eve, man. Be careful, do not drink and drive. All right, Martin Weiss, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but on the way. Shekel City, we're doing just fine. And today I didn't bet in the NBA. I just bet two college football games. I took Alabama minus Martin. What was that spread? 14 and a half? 13 and a half?
14.
14, took that. They won. And Georgia minus 7.5 against Michigan.
Oh, good. There's no way you're going 2-0 on the day, so that's positive.
And I took Georgia there. Oh, that's how you feel. Even though Georgia's first and goal at the Michigan 9 already, correct?
Well, they just scored a touchdown, actually. So Steve DeSager will tell us in a couple minutes that it's soon 7-0 Georgia. And they'll have some more info, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, and it should have been 6-0. Oh, my gosh, that was an ugly extra point. Go ahead.
All right, but 7-0. So those are my two games. I got a little parlay going. I bet some shekels on it. Hopefully I'll be able to cash in at the end of the night. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. It is Shekel City here on The Odd Couple. Did you bet any shekels today, Martin?
I did. I drank the Kool-Aid. I took Cincinnati 14.
Did you really?
14. I did, but you know, part of me just wanted to see it happen. So, I mean, it wasn't a truly scientific. I didn't crunch the numbers and get into the lab and call the wise guys and make sure I had everything, you know.
So you thought
away.
They were good? It was gonna be a close game. Alabama wins by a field goal or something.
I mean, 14 points is a lot of points, and it was only 21. It was a touchdown away.
And you took your alma mater, correct?
Yeah, but I just did that. I parlayed them with the Atlanta Hawks on the money line today. So if they win, it's like, what did I get? I don't know, like 5-1 odds. So it'd just be a nice little lotto ticket. The Hawks should.
I'm talking about Michigan. Michigan going to win?
I don't know. We'll see.
No, what do you think? Yes or no?
No, I don't think they're going to win. I don't trust Jim Harbaugh in a big game.
Okay, that's fair. I'm just asking.
At this point, we are now 5 years in, and he has won approximately one big game so far. So he would have to win back-to-back consecutive big games to go ahead and win this one. I would love for it to happen, though. I'd love to be wrong.
All right, no problem. I get it. It's your school. Let's talk about Big Ben. Talking about one game. This could be it. Monday night, his final game at Heinz Field. What do you make of this? I think Pittsburgh made a mistake bringing him back. I thought the writing was on the wall, Martin, that he wasn't good anymore. And, you know, I get it. You know, the guy got you the 3 Super Bowls. He won you 2. You feel an allegiance for him. He played for 18 years. But you can't live in the past. Bill Belichick, even with his cheating ways, the one thing that he does do is he always gets rid of people. He'd rather do it. Getting rid of people a year too early than a year too late. And I don't know what Pittsburgh really expected from Ben this year. So I'm not surprised. Where are you on this?
I just don't think they have very high expectations for their team in general this year. I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers looked at themselves as the same contenders as they always have been. Otherwise, I think you're absolutely right. They would have adjusted and tried to find the new quarterback. If you look at them, they have a lot more problems than just Ben Roethlisberger. And while Ben Roethlisberger is a problem, don't get me wrong.
Because even last year, Martin, even when they were winning, they were the worst 9-0 team.
Right. I think that more often, what is more likely to have been the case is Tomlin sees, the GM sees, you know, we're a proud organization. We're not going to go out here and tank. We're not going to lose on purpose. But we know we don't have the guns here. So if they can get Ben back, or like when they last season, when they got him back at the discount, you know, as long as you're not killing our salary cap, you're leaving it open so we can make moves. And for next offseason, we can make some new moves and retool this thing. I don't have the biggest problem with them bringing him back, especially for the nostalgia factor. But at the end of the day, it's about the price, and they got him at a discount.
Yeah, I just thought last year I was done after seeing it. I'm not surprised where they are and how he's played. Even some of the games that they won, I mean, really ugly field goal-laden games, you know, just not that great. But it is what it is. All right, coming up, Martin, in hour number 2 of The Odd Couple on a New Year's Eve, we're going to talk about another quarterback and his future. Russell Wilson out in Seattle, and whether or not, you know, Seattle needs to move on, coop some draft picks.
I know this. The whole retool versus rebuild, I'm having trouble with it. I think that they need a demolition.
We might finally agree tonight, but yes. So we'll talk about Seattle, what they're going to do, Pete Carroll's future as well, Russell Wilson, that. And much more. We'll do that coming up in the second hour. Don't forget, in the final hour, we'll have a tribute to Betty White, who passed today, the last Golden Girl. So we'll do that. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.